Welcome to another special Shadron State Basketball Off the Bench broadcast replay. I'm voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins. CSC was originally scheduled to head into the high hills of Colorado this weekend for basketball at CSU Pueblo and Adams State. However, COVID protocol has forced those games off the schedule. No makeup dates have been announced yet. So tonight, we're taking you back to an exciting evening at the Chacoin Center during the holiday season a couple of seasons ago. The Eagle men didn't know it at the time, but they were embarking on one of the best seasons in many years, and a big part of the start to that success was a huge win at home over arch rival UNK just before Thanksgiving. Coming up next, it's the broadcast replay of Shadron State's exciting victory that helped propel the team to a hugely successful season in 2018-19. And as we do with each and every Eagle broadcast, we get started following the Northwest Ice Center pregame focus. It's our favorite night of the week, and that, of course, is Shadron State Game Night.
Greetings, Eagle Country, and welcome back inside the Chacoin Center in Shadron, Nebraska. With me for tonight's call of Shadron State basketball, the Eagles taking on longtime rival and former RMAC foe, the University of Nebraska, Kearney Lopers. This is one of those preseason conference schedule games that both schools and fan bases look forward to, and CSC is starting to shift the balance of power. After not winning in Kearney since 2009, the Eagles started last year with a shocker, a stunner in front of the Loper crowd, a 72-69 victory paced by strong defense from one of the Eagles' top returners in Jeremy Ruffin and some sharp shooting from a pair of former Eagle freshmen. This winter, both teams are facing significant roster changes. The Lopers no longer can turn to Trey Landsman or Ty Danielson, two super players, and there's no more Baronics to dominate the spotlight. Shadron State has injected key transfers into its rotation like Brady Delamont, the all-time leader in high school threes in Nebraska, but has battled injuries with a pair of top newcomers for this team. There'll be several guys on both sides trying to make their mark tonight on this rivalry that dates back to the 1920s. After UNK left the RMAC in 2011-2012, most athletic contests between the schools went away when the Lopers joined the MIAA, but basketball remains, and we tip off in the next installment of this Nebraska Division II rivalry shortly. It's our favorite night of the week. That, of course, Shadron State Game Night, and this is the Northwest Ice Center pregame focus. Tonight's featured players and pregame storylines and keys are all coming up. Fans filing in here to the Chacoin Center, and we are glad you're with us tonight here on Double Q Country for Eagle men's basketball. I'm voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, courtside at the Shadron Lumber Company broadcast deck. Featured players in this rivalry matchup, and this evening for the Eagles, we're going to feature Brady Delamont. He's in jersey number 5. He's playing 26 minutes per game, has started 2 of the 3 Eagle contests. He'll get his third start tonight. He's a 6'4", 190-pound redshirt guard out of Ainsworth, Nebraska, just over Highway 20 from here. Started his career at the University of South Dakota. Didn't play as a freshman. They had a coaching change. He made a school change and came to join Coach Houston Reed and the Eagles here in Shadron. Big night Tuesday for Brady. A dozen points on 4 of 5 threes. He was a big momentum shooter and carried the Eagles during their early success in that game on Tuesday. So Brady Delamont hoping to light it up from behind the arc here tonight. Our next Eagle featured player this evening is Jeremy Ruffin. Jeremy, his defense tonight going to be a key like it was last year. Coach Reed talked about last year after the game that Jeremy was so good on UNK's top offensive players, and the Eagles got that win on the road. Jeremy also put in a nice offensive game too with a double-double. He scored 10 points and had 10 rebounds, a couple of steals on the defensive side there too. Jeremy is going to make his fourth start of the season, the 6'5", 215-pound senior from Chicago and a former WNCC Cougar. On the UNK side, the top players to keep your ears on tonight, a freshman, 6'4", 210-pounder. And if you're familiar with the Nebraska high school basketball scene, if you go to the state tournaments, if you follow the game statewide, you've heard of Cannon Coster. He's very good. A forward from Kearney, the Omaha World Herald and Lincoln Journal star boys athlete of the year last season. Scored a school record for Kearney High School his senior year of 556 points. Also played starting quarterback. And one amazing student, too. A 4.3 GPA, scored a 34 on the ACT, numbers that put mine to shame. And Cannon Coster, just a tremendous young player for UNK. And he had a lot of interest at the Division I level and a powerhouse Division II team, Northwest Missouri State, also looking in at Cannon Coster. So he'll be fun to watch tonight. He's in jersey number 44. If you're making your way up to the game to check it out inside the Chicoine Center here this evening, watch for him. And also on the Shadron State side, on the UNK side, Kyle Jewell, 6'5", 190 junior. Jewell's out of Harlan, Iowa, a forward. He'll start his third game at 6'5", 190, and the junior averaging 6 rebounds, 3.5 assists, and between 8 and 9 points. He was the top reserve his freshman year for the Lopers, had a big game last season against Shadron State, hitting some three-point shots. He had nearly a double-double in that contest. So the Eagles and Lopers tipping it off here shortly at the Chicoine Center. The Eagles are 1-2, and UNK is 1-1. Shadron State's last game Tuesday night, of course, 83-69. Augustana got the win after a really good first half by the Eagles. Got some threes in the second half, and we're close. It stretched out into the mid-teens of a difference. Eagles unable to overcome that, end up falling by 14 against an Augustana team that is rebuilding but very talented and young. So the Eagles coming off a loss, and the Lopers trying to win a second straight game. They took down Oklahoma Baptist 80-78 in a tournament. The Lopers also have faced the number 10 team in the country. That was Southern Nazarene in their first game and were blown out by them, giving up a lot of big scoring runs and a lot of three-point baskets in that game, too. Now, obviously, Southern Nazarene, a top 10 team in Division II, very good, but maybe the Eagles found something watching some tape and some film on that one of where those threes can fly from and how to get on those big scoring runs to try and win this one here tonight. We will return here in just a moment with more from the Chicoine Center as the Eagles get set to take on the UNK Lopers. We will have our Security First Bank scoreboard and more coming up from the Chicoine Center here tonight. It's Eagle Basketball on Double Q Country. This is the Platte Valley Bank Shadron State Sports Network. Continuing our Northwest Ice Center pregame focus here tonight with the RMAC schedule and scoreboard presented by Security First Bank, the official bank of Shadron State Athletics. Security First Bank, a relationship that you can count on. We in action tonight on this Thursday as we look ahead to some of the other games that are coming up. On Friday, Wayland Baptist will be playing Adams State, and that one will be in Alamosa. This is the only game that is on the Thursday night schedule. Northern New Mexico plays in Gunnison at the Western Colorado Tournament against Colorado Mesa tomorrow, and they're also scheduled to play Western Colorado, so it looks like a doubleheader for Northern New Mexico. Southwest New Mexico at Fort Lewis Friday night. Colorado Christian is taking on Warner Pacific. Metro State is at home in Denver to take on Stanislaus State. Black Hills State is in the East-West Challenge in Sioux Falls, South Dakota at the Sanford Pentagon. Black Hills against Northern State, a good team that we will see next week in the Thanksgiving tournament up in Aberdeen. And South Dakota Mines, part of that East-West Challenge as well. They play Augustana, who the Eagles saw on a Tuesday, and those teams will flip-flop going into the rest of the weekend. And then Westminster is at Seattle Pacific. That rounds out tonight's schedule of games. Obviously, no scores to pass along with everything coming up tomorrow night in RMAC Division II basketball. Teams are going to be introduced here on the floor in just a moment. The Lopers and Shadron State from the Chicoine Center about to get tipped up here tonight. We'll be right back with your opening tip-off of Eagle Men's Basketball on Double Q Country. Appreciate you being here with me through the year on 97.5 FM, PanhandlePost.com. Two fans all turned towards the right side of the gym where the Eagles bench is. There's a new, brand new video board inside Chicoine Center this year, a pregame video, and now they will stream live the introductions up on that board too. It's going to be awesome. My first look at it this season, but a great new addition to the Chicoine Center to have the pregame hype video as the guys get pretty juiced up for this one tonight and about to get introduced. We'll tip off in just a moment with Eagle Basketball. Want to mention as well, welcome to all the new Eagles that have joined through National Signing Day happening yesterday. And for Shadron State men's basketball, included in that list is a 6'8", 235-pounder, Jax Wilkie. He's a returning first-team all-conference guy from Meade High School. He led his league in rebounding, 8 boards per ball game, and he was 5th in scoring at 15.2 points per contest. He can also dish the basketball. So Jax Wilkie, a 6'8" kid, joining the Eagles out of Meade High School. Welcome to him. Also from the Colorado Front Range, Andre Cepeda is a first-team All-Stater for Greeley West High School. He scored 19 points a game, handed out about 4 assists in Class 5A, the biggest class in Colorado, so the Eagles have a really good guard coming in. Coach Reed calls him an Eagle, and we all know what that means. And Kevin DeMarco, a 6'8", 200-pound forward from Silt, Colorado, played at Coleridge High, helped the Titans to back-to-back district championships there, shot above 55% in his sophomore and junior season, so a 6'8". Kid who could shoot it on the inside at 55%. That is good to hear. The Eagles have some big guys coming in, some height, couple 6'8 players joining Chadron State. So welcome to those fellas, and can't wait to have them on the roster next season. This year, the roster is an exciting one too for Chadron State. A lot of new players, fans. If you haven't heard about the team or had a chance yet to come out here tonight, make sure you make your way down and watch this Eagles team as soon as you can. Chuck Gavin's going to jump it up in the center circle, and ball thrown up a little bit after Chuck thought it was going to be, and Weston Baker McGrath wins the tip. Coster, Jewell, A.J. Jackson, a 6'5 junior, and Sam Morris, a redshirt sophomore, start for the Lopers. Eagles with Jeremy Ruffin, Chuck Gavin, Jayshon Jackson, Brady Delamont, and Walker Andrew. And we have Jayshon Jackson with a foul here in the first possession, 15 seconds in. First on JJ and the team. The Lopers today are in the dark blue uniforms with white lettering and numbering. And a pull-up long jumper is going to go through. It's a deep two from the far wing over Andrew. That was shot up in and scored by A.J. Jackson. He's shooting it well to start the year, just under 50%. 2-0 Lopers here in the First National Bank of Chadron opening 10 minutes. Gavin making his way inside. Hook shot around and good. Beautifully done by Chuck Gavin just inside the low square. We are tied up at 2. Man, Chuck, did he have a debut. 19 points, 11 boards against Texas A&M International. And he only missed one of his 9 shots that night. Off to a good start here today. Tight man-to-man defense for Chadron State to open the game. There's Ruffin with the defense. Takes the pass away in the wing. Deflected it to Jayshon. Playing the 3 tonight, Walker Andrew in a new position. Dump it down to Chuck on the low baseline. He's going to spin halfway. Pass it out to Delamont, and the Eagles will get the offense reset as they work it around the three-point arc. Just in front of the Loper bench, directly down to my left here from the scorer's table. Chuck inside. Gavin will snap it across to Andrew. Short jumper's good from 8 feet. And the Eagles are off to a 4-2 lead. Couple of nice baskets, and they will trap in the corner. Jump pass over by Morris to Jackson. Corner 3 is wide open, and it's short. Rebound bounced into the hands of Gavin as Jewell couldn't connect. He's really struggling. Under 17% now with that miss from 3. Ball's along the far wing. Free throw line extended to Andrew. Straight away for Jackson. Now left wing Delamont. Fake raising the 3. Gives it to Ruffin. This is his spot. One-on-one. Steps up. Pulls the trigger on the baseline. He missed it from 15. And with 18-15 to go, it's a Loper rebound. Sam Morris, who did not play against the Eagles last year. Medical redshirt, in fact, last season for Sam. He is with the ball and gets it right back now here in front of the Chadron State bench. We played 2 minutes, 15 seconds on the shot clock. Help defender Andrew comes. Now Morris has it down on the low block, trying to take Jayshon. Straight up defense, and they throw it away. Nice D by JJ, and the Eagles have 2 steals here in the first 2 minutes. And Chuck gonna jam it on the other end. Jeremy Ruffin with a bounce pass right underneath to Gavin for the one-hand slam. Eagles 6, Lopers 2, 17:38 to go, and a really electric start. There's Ruffin knocking the ball into the backcourt. Man, Jeremy's active on defense here early. Bouncing inside, Jayshon goes up, forces a miss on the underneath by Baker McGrath. And Chadron State with steals, with great defense, turn into a dunk the last way down, and this Eagle team came out fired up here tonight. Ball's going to be inbounded by Morris. He's from Lincoln, played at Lincoln East High School. Honorable mention, Class A All-State high schooler. Redshirt sophomore this year with UNK. Basketball down underneath, a bad-looking hook shot. Missed everything by Baker McGrath. Rebound hauled in by the Eagles, and Jayshon will go behind the Delamont screen. The motion offense at work. Gavin battling in low. Ball is thrown out to the wing. Andrew to Delamont far side. Straight away again, just left of the circle. Jayshon going to bounce, hook it inside. Gavin, spin move, spinning around. Little hook, got another one. Man, Gavin is feeling it early. He's got 4 points. 16:52, and CSC is up 8-2 on the West Coast scoreboard. 16:49 to go here in this opening half. Dribbling, Jackson got Andrew in the air, puts it up, and Walker blocks the shot. taken away on the sideline there by Ruffin. Gavin bent over at the knees. I think he might have taken a finger in the eye. He's going to get replaced by a Doom Bang here in a moment. Delamont, meanwhile, for three. That was deflected. He's begging for a foul call. Not going to get it on Jewell. Now some tremendous backcourt pressure. Jay Sean gets a steal. Eagles everywhere on defense here early. That's at least three steals. Little more than 16 to go here in the opening half. What a buzz going through this team here to start. 16-12. Ruffin, 15 on the shot clock. Wants to take Jackson in, and Jackson gets in the way, falls over, and they're going to call Ruffin for an offensive foul, a charge. Woo-hoo, what a start tonight. Assignments to victory for Shadron State. Number one is contain Coster, Cannon Coster, the freshman forward that we talked about a lot in the pregame. He has done nothing to this point. Hasn't really gotten the ball at all either. And then handle the bigs. They go 6-4 across in the majority of their star lineup, the Lopers. And that kind of worry Coach Reed with Deontay Champion hurt and Jordan Mills injured. He's not playing as well, but worried a little bit about some of that stuff they do with the bigs. And Delamont swipes the ball away from Jewell. There's another steal. Shadron State, the defense leading the charge at this point early in the game. CSC with four steals and now a timeout after the foul. CSC fired up and leading. We'll be right back on Double Q Country. Little more than 4 minutes of basketball played tonight in Chicoine Center and four Shadron State steals. Jeremy Ruffin has two of them. Eagles led by 6 points from Charles Gavin as well. And Chuck just got off the bench, slapped his towel down, and hyping up Ruffin and Sparks as they kind of giggle about it coming down the floor. Jeremy has got great energy, Chuck as well, and these guys lead in Shadron State colors tonight, 8-2 here after the first media timeout. Delamont wants one. He's got the three. Brady Delamont, just like he did Tuesday night, starting to light up the arc, and there's a backcourt trap off the made basket. Defense will get back as Jackson brings the ball up the floor now for Carney, and they miss again. Rebound putback's not going to go. UNK cannot buy a basket at all tonight with CSC's defense primarily getting in the way. Here's another three. Brady trying to go 2-for-2. Oh, goodness. That one was absolutely perfect. And another timeout. This one coming from the UNK Lopers as Lofton has seen enough. Coach Lofton quickly calling a timeout to try and knock this buzz down. We'll take it with him as well. 14-2, Shadron State. Eagles fired up. 14-2 against the rival Lopers, dominating this game here early. And it is really early. Here's Coster. First shot of the game goes down. And that will be a positive the Lopers really needed. Coach Lofton calling a timeout. Settled his guys down after Delamont banged home a couple of threes. Now Ruffin throws a pass into traffic, and it's taken away by Carter Burns. So the Lopers a basket, a takeaway. Coster attacks. Ruffin gets in the way. Sliding, though, they're going to call a block on Jeremy. Nods his head in agreement with that call, and he didn't get there quite in time. So Ruff's got two fouls, and Coster will go to the line. 14-4 on the West Coast scoreboard. Andrew's going to get a breather. Jayshawn Jackson returning for the Eagles. Switch out a three for a guard. And a Doom Bang remains in the game. Jacob Jefferson's going to come in a moment as well. Mikey Sparks out there too. Had a good night Tuesday scoring. And the free throw is up. And it is good for UNK. So 14-7 now. That last basket was also good for Coster. So 14-7. And he's given them a nice lift. Five straight points for Coster after they fell down 14-2. And the Lopers have kind of calmed things down a little bit. Sparks and Jefferson jog the ball up into the front court for Shadron State. Ball is bounced in low to Adum. One-on-one against Burns. Little hook from Adum. Too strong on it. Rebounded in. Coster picked up by Jay Sean at half court. Dribbles to the elbow. Flips it to the wing. A three is open but missed. And the rebound for Shadron State as Penner could not connect. Jefferson wants to try. Good! Jacob Jefferson, three bomb from the far wing. 17-7. Little more than 14 minutes to go in the ball game, and the Eagles are nailing the threes. Here's Coster for a two-point answer. Going to tickle around the iron and go from mid-range. Shadron State, three out of four from downtown. They were lights out at Augustana from three the other night. It's carried over to today, but now they got to find a way to put the defense on Coster as he has got seven quick ones to keep the Lopers hanging around. 17-9. Sparks and Delamont play catch in the back in the backcourt. with Jay Sean now taking the ball, working the dribble, nine on the shot clock. Adum was rolling to the basket. They don't get a pass to him. Now Jay Sean, 5-4, cutting in the lane to Sparks, tips off of him. Jefferson gets the loose ball, hits a turnaround, baseline, mid-range jumper. Jacob in the right spot, and he's got two baskets here early. 5 points, 19-9, Shadron State by 10, 13-19 to go. There's Adum, bang at midcourt, almost forced a backcourt, nearly got a steal on his big Penner. Those two guys out at midcourt. Underneath, here's Burns trying to draw the foul. Nice defense is bang, and Jefferson swarm him. Missed the shot underneath. They take it away. Adum running the floor, gets the pass, and now goes to lay it in, and it gets stuck between the rim and the backboard. That's a held ball, jump ball, and it will be Eagle basketball. Change for the Lopers with Chase Winchester coming in. Junior guard from DeSoto, Texas. UNK's his third school. He started at Stephen F. Austin, Division I. Then went to Casper College, familiar Region 9 school, and then now at Nebraska Kearney. We played 7 minutes in the First National Bank of Shadron first 10 as Adum dribbles to the basket, gets his own rebound, and puts it right on in. 21-9, Shadron State with 12:49 to go. Jewel on the wing, dribbles in. Eagles wanted to travel, didn't get it. Kick out to Penner, drives, left side, scoop pass, Burns, and we got a block foul. As Bang and Jefferson both fall down on the drive, Penner got fouled as he was dishing it off, I believe. This one's going to go on Jefferson. It'll be his first. Jefferson, I talked about it Tuesday night. They want him to be able to hit threes on the outside and play inside with his size as well, and he's done a good job the last few games. And Jefferson with a three tonight, three the other night at Augustana. Threes in the scrimmage against WNCC, where he had a really nice scrimmage. There's a missed jumper after the foul, and Jay Sean will race the rebound the other direction, trying to go coast to coast. He can't hit it off the window. Kearney rebound with Burns. Winchester now weaving ahead. Jay Sean gets back in front of him to D him up on the perimeter. Coster, left side, goes to the left hand. Now into Penner with the lob pass. Double clutch move inside around Sparks to score. Henry Penner, a forward from Aurora, Nebraska, the former Husky, who in his junior year went to the Class B state semifinals, led him to a 25-2 mark in high school. And he gets a hoop here for the Lopers. They need everyone they can get. Bad down 21-11 still. CSC dominating this first half. Gavin with 6 points, stuck on that number, finds Delamont for three. Why not? This one won't go, though, for Brady as he smacks his hands, made the first two, put that one off the iron. Coster to the front court for Kearney. They go left to right here in the opening half. We've played a little more than a dozen minutes, and he'll try to drive on Jay Sean. Ball to the far wing and return it now to Coster again. He'll keep it on that side and give it away. Skip pass near, open three. Penner, it's on line and is good. Right here in front of the Eagle bench, 21-14. Shadron State still leads it by 7 on the West Coast scoreboard. Eagles in the all whites with Eagles in Cardinal, numbers in Cardinal, silver trim on the bright white uniforms here at home. Eagles are shooting at the basket on the entry side of the Chicoin Center, and Jefferson is open. He will catch, he will release, and the three is off the back of the rim. The Eagles have gone cold. Kearney getting back into the game, 11:15 to go. Winchester drives, a little out of control, way off the window. Rebound, Gavin. 11:08 to play, and Gavin, the center, takes a few dribbles to get it up now to J.J. 11 minutes to play in the half. Delamont driving under the rim. Brady stuffed, got it back, blocked again, got it back. Pass to Gavin, out to Jay Sean, left side to Sparks. He'll try a three, going to be short. Good ball movement, but they come up empty. Lopers with it now. This game breezing right along on a Thursday night. 10:45 to go. Winchester, nice between the legs. Kick it to the wing. Three goes down. Henry Penner hits, and it's 21-17. He's got another triple. Four-point game. Eagles were up 14-2 and had four steals in the first 4 minutes. Credit Kearney for hanging tough on the road against an arch rival. Jefferson outside. Takes the fake. Gives to Jay Sean. Rolling a screen. Jay Sean going to go right. Still right. Hanging one-hander. Good for Jay Sean. 10:16 to play as Jackson will drop one through. And that's the first field goal tonight for Jackson in his 8 minutes. Eagles shooting 53% in the first half. Kearney down to 48. And a steal, swipe away, not kept in bounds, though, by the Eagles as they had it momentarily underneath. Timeout on the floor, 10:05 to go. Shadron State leads 23-17 on the Platte Valley Bank Shadron State Sports Network.
Now back to more of today's CSC basketball off the bench broadcast replay. The Shadron State men take on rival UNK from November 2018.
First National Bank of Chadron's proud to support CSC Athletics and the new Elliott Field and Don Beebe Stadium. Take the bank with you with their free mobile app. Check your account balances, transfer money, and deposit checks, all while cheering on the Eagles. First National Bank, a winning tradition since 1887, located in downtown Chadron and at fnb4me.com. Eagles, for the most part, dominate the first 10 minutes of the game, 23-17. As we hit even on that 10-minute mark, UNK with possession of the ball, and it's on the outside with Benner. Chadron shooting 53% in the first half. They've got three threes, led in scoring by Gavin and Delamont, each with 6 points. High screen, Winchester to the elbow, kicks it back to the screen man, Burns, bricks the three, rebound to Ruffin, 9:44 to go. Eagles pushing the tempo, Trey Ladke into the game. Trey with a little shake and bake dribble. He is a really good ball handler, really quick on his feet, the true freshman out of Gillette. Ball to the wing for CSC. Now Andrew off the Ladke here, left side. One dribble and pass again. The patient offense here looking for a shot against the Loper man-to-man. Ball comes out to Ladke here, high right, still out near midcourt. 6, down to 5, down to 4. What's Trey going to do? Shuffles with the dribble, comes left, pulls up. Three-pointer is off the back of the rim with a second to spare on the shot clock. Loper rebound. Winchester flings it ahead 30 feet. Hits Morris. Offensive foul as Morris went up for the basket. Went charging into Jayshon Jackson, one of the best charge takers on this team. And the foul on Morris gives it back to Chadron State. It's going to be the second foul on Morris. Rather, first on Morris, second on the Lopers here tonight. And with 9 minutes to go in our first half, Andrew has it stripped away, running the break now. Winchester from Morris, a little out of control, went in really hard, turned around backwards, tried to flip it up, but knew he was going to get fouled. Was just hoping that that one would go in for a three-point play. And so Winchester will head to the free throw line. Foul is on Trey Ladke. That's his first. And the fifth team foul on Chadron State after Ladke picked it up to disrupt the layup. And Winchester, 3 out of 4 from the foul line, 75%. And this one misses. Interesting night for Chase the other day against Oklahoma Baptist. He hit the two free throws with 25 seconds left in the game to win the game by 2. 80-78. He had not played the entire night, just entered the game, got fouled, and hit the game winners. How about that for a night? Winchester, though, misses them both here, and the Eagles clean the glass. Chadron State with a rebound in the ball and the lead, 23-17 on the West Coast scoreboard. Backing, siding in to Andrew from Jackson. Gavin up and under move, spinning around, hook scoop, no good. Rebound is still loose and out of bounds off of Morris underneath. Ruffin trying to grab that ball with Morris against him inside. Gavin showing off some nice moves underneath with the fakes and the spin. 6 points for Charles here in the first half. And he'll be part of the group looking to receive the inbound. He does get it close to the baseline from Jackson. 10 on the shot clock as Gavin sidesteps to the lane. Gives the ball to Ruffin, holds it out in front. Fake the shot, drives in, 360, left hand, no. Got the rebound, Jeremy back up. And the other side is good. Ruffin using the rim as a defender, as a blocker of the defender, in a sense, putting it up on the other side so the defender couldn't jump up high enough to try to get to that ball. Nice job for him underneath with Ruff. And 8:09 to go. Morris turnaround jumper off the back rim. Offensive rebound, Jackson on the weak side. Ball comes straight out to Parker Batting, a guard from Carroll, Iowa, who dishes inside now to Burns. And Gavin sliding down to the baseline with him defensively, and a foul called on Chuck. And that'll take us to another media timeout. Eagles 25, Lopers 17, 7:58 to play in the first half on the Chadron State Sports Network, powered by Platte Valley Bank. Just under 8 minutes to play in the opening half. And Winchester out there for the Lopers with the ball. Jackson and Winchester, part of the backcourt for UNK with Parker Batting. All but two Eagles who have played have scored in the game. Good balance offensively. Hook shot missed, and now Gavin has the rebound roll off of him. Goes to the Lopers, and Jackson can't get a three. Tip out comes to Winchester. Third try, hangs in the air, fakes, puts it up. Now a fourth try, Jackson to Morris. His three won't go. They will not get a fifth try. Finally, an Eagle rebound after the Lopers aggressive there to give themselves several shots at a basket. Chadron State jumped up 14-2 in this game, now leading 25-17. Ladke, Sparks, Andrew, Ruffin, and Gavin, the five Eagles. Jeremy to work underneath. Help defender comes. That leaves Sparks open. He'll take the pass from Jeremy and bury the triple. Michael Sparks, his first bucket tonight. Had a big Tuesday down on the road. And Mikey's shooting it a lot. He's a good shooter. Took 29 shots the last two games. Gets his first three to go tonight. Inside Jackson, side of the rim. Missed it in close. Rebound Chadron. 6:48 to play. in the first half, and it's 28-17. The Eagles have the lead. Sparks receives the ball, takes the dribble now to the far side in front of CSC's student section on their offensive side of the court. And Ruffin's got it on the baseline. Step back jumper. He loves that shot. A little bit strong this time. Long rebound starts to run out for batting. And he'll slow it up. Mikey picks him up in the Eagle man-to-man. Winchester receives a pass at 6.5 minutes. Trying to cross over on Walker. Takes a swipe at the ball. Kicks it out. Long, deep two. Too strong. Andrew wipes the glass clean with a rebound. 6:20 to go into the front court. The Eagles right to left. Ruffin, triple threat position, holding it near his hip, and we have an off-ball whistle. This one coming against Batting, who is battling with Sparks, trying to get open here on the near side. Coster's back in. Winchester comes out. Latke comes out. Delamont, who's got a couple of threes in the game, back for Shadron State. Eagle inbounder will be Gavin. Trots over to toss it in. One of the new transfers, former Western Illinois player Chuck Gavin. Delamont gets the ball to Andrew. Eagles go into their offense. Sparks will come out from underneath, get the pass at 6:05. They'll send Delamont in along the baseline. Pass goes to Ruffin, though, on the baseline outside. Takes it to the key. Out to Andrew. Has room for a three. With three on the shot clock, he lets it go. Hits the front of the rim, and Morris is going to have the rebound for UNK. They'll come at you left to right with 5:48 to go in the half, down by 11, 28-17. Back straight away, here's Sam, Jackson, trying to bounce it in, tapped away, kept alive, three-pointers up from the wing, rolls off the rim, over the top of it, good block out by Ruffin on Coster to rebound the three-point miss from Batting. 5.5 to go in this first half, Sparks open, why not, he says, it's a little strong on the three from the far wing, couple of feet behind the three-point line. Quick possession, empty, and the Lopers have it in the front court. Coster will bounce it low. Gavin went for the steal. That frees a man up, driving to the basket. Inside, Baker McGrath, a two-hand jam for Carney. 5:10 to go, 28-19. UNK trails on the West Coast scoreboard. Sparks with a dribble along the sideline. Man-to-man Lopers continue. Ruffin finds Walker in front of the UNK bench. Sparks outside. Morris defending on Delamont. They keep it on the far wing. Arm outstretched in the face of Ruffin, the ball handler. 4:51 to go. 7 on the shot clock. Eagles need to get to work here and go inside if they can. They start doing that. Sparks pull up mid-ranger. Good! 2 on the shot clock. 30-second timeout Eagles after Michael Sparks hits a key jumper as the shot clock was bleeding down on him. 30-19, Shadron State. Will be right back with more of the opening half on the Platte Valley Bank Shadron State Sports Network. Short 30-second timeout after the made basket for CSC. The Eagles shooting 46% in this game, 15% better than their rivals from Kearney tonight. 4:40 to go. It's 30-19 on the West Coast scoreboard. Eagles an 11-point advantage. On the left side, it's Morris going to hand the ball to Coster. He was contained early but then went off for 7 points in a row. He has since been silenced, just 7 points in his 11 minutes. He's got the ball back again, defended by Jay Sean, one of our better defenders, and he'll stay right there tight in front of him. Just a couple of dribbles allowed. He'll pass the ball off to Jewell. Step to the back and a three. No good. Long two, actually, with 4 on the shot clock. Tried to get behind the line for three, but he missed it short anyway. Mikey Sparks has it along the far sideline now for Shadron State. Going to send the ball to Jay Sean. Now Walker Andrew near side. Back to Mikey. 4 minutes to go in the opening half. Our Eagles trying to build on a lead of 11. 8 on the shot clock again. They've been bleeding that shot clock quite a bit. Out to Sparks. Drives. Pulls up. Wants another short two. He gets it. Again with 2 on the shot clock. Michael Sparks, who came off the bench tonight, getting the job done off the bench as one of the top reserves this evening. Mikey now with 7 points on 3 of 5 shooting. He's your new Eagle leading scorer. Morris just low of the elbow, stripped away by Sparks. He thought he had that one taken, but they do call a foul on Mikey as Morris was making his move in the key. 32-19 Eagles lead, 3:28 to go here in the first. Media timeout at Chicoin Center. More coming up from Chicoin after this. A robust 48% from the floor. Shadron State lighting it up. 14 of 29 from the field. UNK just 30%, 8 of 27. Eagles getting a big start to the game, leading 14-2. Kearney charged back. Eagles have pulled ahead once again. Mikey Sparks with some late first half buckets here to help us out. 32-19, Shadron State leading the Lopers tonight here at Chicoin Center. Morris will take a free throw, and that is up and good. The foul on Sparks was his first, and it was the 7th on CSC. And another free throw coming from Morris, a 50% foul shooter. And he gets 2-of-2 in this trip. 3:28 to play in our opening half. And now a full court 1-2-2 press for the first time from UNK. They come over to trap. Jay Sean tries to step through it. Bounces around it to Delamont. Skip pass to an open Sparks who launches a three. And down it goes. Michael Sparks with 10 points off the bench first half. And that's how you break the press. 3:06 to go. We'll see if they put that back on the bench after just one trip down the floor. Morris between the legs picks it up. Throws the ball away into the corner. Saved it for a moment. Now off of a Jayshon Jackson. I was going to say a loper for a moment, but I was screened on my vision here for a moment in front of the bench. And Jayshon was trying to get the steal after it was thrown away by Carney. It went off of him out of bounds, unfortunately. 2:54 to go here in the opening half, and the ball goes down to the baseline. Gavin one-on-one, taking it in against him. Baker McGrath with a hook shot that is too strong. Sparks with the rebound. Pushing tempo here at the timeline. Pulls up, feeling it. Mikey, front rim, he missed, and now we have a loose ball foul underneath. This is on Baker McGrath of UNK. Half 2:37 to go. 35-21. Shadron State leads, and Gavin driving in. The defender draws a foul call there as Chuck put the forearm up. Penner went flying backwards. Chuck didn't make much contact. Penner sold it, though, to the officials well enough, and enough to get the foul call as Gavin called for his first. That's the eighth on CSC. No 1-1 as the Eagles had the basketball. Winchester facing two defenders. Leaps up and passes it over to Kyle Jewell. He'll drive in. Gavin gets in the way, but it's a two-on-one, and there's a big two-handed power jam from Baker McGrath as Jewell bounced it right to him for an easy dunk. 2:17 to go, 35-23, Shadron State in half number one. Gavin in between the paint and the three-point line on the right far side to Jayshon. Pump fakes on a three. That's not his look. Jayshon passes it off. He's only taken one three this year. Gavin underneath, squeezes a shot up there, missed it, and running out with it now, Winchester at the midcourt logo. Flies the pass to Jewell on the wing, fakes and drives, Delamont shuts him down. A bounce it in lower, Weston McGrath underneath, little hook reverse, no good. Baker McGrath misses it, 1:44 to go. Eagle ball, they bring it into the front court fast here with Delamont. Little shake move, goes in, leaves it for Charles. Hands go up for the defender, and Gavin will calmly dribble it out. Now go to work underneath, spins to his right, hook shot off the backboard from five, no good. Rebound Lopers, Koster running it ahead, 1-on-3, wants to take it to the basket. Walker Andrew comes in late, nearly stripped it away. Koster hanging in midair, pulled the ball out of his pockets, and got the score. 1:20 left here in the half, and it's 35-25. Kearney back within 10 on your West Coast scoreboard. Sparks here, free throw line extended. Jab step, hands the ball to Delamont. Gavin working on the opposite side of the paint now to Jayshon, high post, down to the baseline. Sparks, 9 on the shot clock, hits Andrew cutting. It goes off of Walker's knee, out of bounds, they say. Ball goes over now to UNK with 57.6 to go. Gavin checking out for a doom bang. And Loper's going to bring Penner in. And Penner will inbound to Winchester at 56 seconds. Sparks shadowing Winchester as he comes up the floor. Screen high, and now they kick it to the screener. Penner tries a three. No good. And Carney is 2-for-10 from downtown now. 42 seconds to go. Eagles will have to get a shot up. There's a 15-second difference between the shot and the game clock before halftime. Sparks, back door, bounce pass, Walker Andrew. Oh, what a gorgeous reverse layup on the assist from Michael Sparks. 27 seconds to go as Andrew puts that two in. 4 points for Walker. It's a dozen-point lead for the Eagles. 21 seconds to go. Now UNK does have the final shot of the opening half should they choose to hold for it. Ball near half court. Sparks peeks up at the clock. 12, 11, 10 as he defends Winchester. Burns sets the high screen. Nice dribbling by Winchester to break between the defenders. Then he throws it into the corner of the gym. And it's still bouncing around back there through the doorway. He was trying to hit a teammate in that corner but threw it several feet too wide. Turnover, Carney. Their fifth and now sixth of the first half. Eagles with 6.5 seconds. Carney will apply the pressure in the backcourt. Down to 4 seconds. Sparks goes right down the lane, blocked away, and the rebound for Carney with Koster, and that is your first half. Good first half it was for CSC. 37-25 at the break. CSC leading University of Nebraska. Carney in our rivalry basketball game here tonight. We'll come back with a Wahlstrom Ford halftime report. Take a look at all the statistics in this one, break them down, and also look at the scoreboard and what's happening around college basketball tonight. We are at the half on the Platte Valley Bank Chadron State Sports Network, 37-25 Eagles.
We're at the break of tonight's Chadron State basketball broadcast. Stay courtside with us for tonight's Wahlstrom Ford Halftime Report with statistics and analysis on tonight's first half of action. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on Double Q Country. Eagle Basketball at the Half is presented by Wahlstrom Ford, the value store. With a look at tonight's statistics, analysis, and RMAC scores, here's Dave Collins.
Been a really good first half for Chadron State, a team that is looking to pick up its second home victory. The Eagles are 1-2 on the year, and tonight's looking at that second win, at least through the first half of basketball. If they play like they did in the first half, certainly it's going to happen. 37-25 CSC leading University of Nebraska Kearney here tonight. Michael Sparks, the leading scorer with 10 points. He's 4 of 8 with 2 threes. Also has 5 assists for Chadron State. Brady Delamont, 6 points. He's 2 for 4. Hit 2 quick back-to-back momentum threes in the first half. Charles Gavin got started early from the inside. 6 points for Charles on 3 of 6 shooting. Jacob Jefferson's got 5 points in his 6 minutes off the bench. Adum Mbang with 2 points. Walker Andrews got 4. Jackson and Ruffin each with 2. Eagles shooting 46%, 16 of 35 in the opening half. 5 of 12 from downtown, 42%. Eagles have not shot a free throw yet in the ballgame. UNK led by Cannon Coster, the super freshman from Kearney. 9 points for Cannon, 8 for Penner off the bench, 4 for Baker McGrath. They are shooting 31%, 10 of 32, just 2 of 10 from downtown, and 3 of 5, Kearney 60% throw line. Chadron State out-rebounding UNK by 4, 23-19. Leading rebounder for the Eagles is Walker Andrew. He's got 5 boards. Gavin has 4, and Ruffin has 4. On the Kearney side, they're 19, led by Chase Winchester, a 4-rebound first half. A.J. Jackson has 4 of those as well. Eagles have 2 steals from Ruffin and 1 apiece from Andrew and Delamont. 4 total. That happened in the first 4 minutes. They came out with all the fire, energy, and aggression to get those defensive takeaways. Kearney's got 2 steals on the night. 2 blocks from Carter Burns of UNK. 1 block for Adum Bang. Eagles with 9 assisted baskets. I mentioned the leader Sparks with 5 of those. Kearney's got 6 assists. Turnovers basically even. Kearney with 6. The Eagles have 5. That is a look at your first half stats in the basketball game tonight. Your scoreboard reads Chadron State 37, UNK 25. We will come back and take a look at some scores around college basketball on Double Q Country here at the break. Our Wahlstrom Ford halftime report carries on with the Eagles walking onto the floor to get the pre-second half shoot around underway, and a lead for Chadron State in this game, 37-25 at the half. Playing terrific tonight. They are playing without Deontay Champion, one of their best players, missing his third straight game now with a foot sprain. Should be back by the Thanksgiving Day tournament. He is good to go if he was needed tonight. I say that kind of tongue-in-cheek, I guess, because I was told before the game that he would potentially be able to go, but the word potentially was kind of a stretch still, but he was out warming up. If they really needed him, I think they might give it a try, but at this point they do not need Deontay to go, so they're probably going to give him a full rest if they can tonight. He just made a pretty fancy layup in the layup line, headed over to the basket before the half here as he's smiling. Looks like he's feeling pretty good and pretty fresh, but again, he's not playing. Colby Jackson's hand injury will be x-rayed next week. Let's hope that that does not show any more of a break or anything in there, that it's healed up. They can get the cast officially taken off, and he could play in the Thanksgiving tournament, potentially, depending on that x-ray. Hopefully Colby will be back soon. And then Jordan Mills is also out. His hamstring injury not quite fully healed. Played Tuesday night, just 6 minutes. and was 0-for-3 from the field trying to play through the pain. And Mills telling me before the game that hamstring is maybe a little bit worse off than he thought, and he may not be back until sometime in December. So we wish the best to Jordan Mills getting back as well. So the Eagles doing this without their full complement of players tonight against UNK. And let's take a look now at our Security First Bank RMAC scoreboard. CSC, the official bank of the Eagles, is Security First Bank, and they, of course, are a relationship you can count on. Number 15, Syracuse, late in the second half, trailing at an old Big East rival, UConn, 70-65. 16th-ranked Virginia Tech winning this afternoon in the Charleston Classic, 73-64. Number 23, Purdue, also a blowout in the Charleston Classic today, 92-70 over Appalachian State. Virginia Tech beat Ball State. Games coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, coming up in about 7 minutes. Number 13-ranked Oregon will play Iowa. Number 21, TCU, will take on Fresno State. And number 3, Gonzaga, will play Texas A&M at 9:30 tonight. Another game of note here in the state, Creighton 57, Ohio State 56. That is under 3.5 to play in the second half. Good game out at Creighton tonight between those two schools. Interesting to see the Jays not ranked in the preseason top 25. They've been very good the last few years, but trying to knock off a Big Ten Buckeye squad and maybe get into the top 25 at some point. 37-25, Eagles with a 12-point lead. We are finishing up our halftime break and returning with second-half basketball. See if the Eagles can pick up a second home victory, lock up the record at 2-2 before we head on the road Thanksgiving Day next week and play Friday and Saturday in Aberdeen, South Dakota at the Northern State Thanksgiving Tournament. Eagles would love to get that momentum and a home win in front of the fans here. Great crowd, by the way, here tonight at Chicoine Center. Wonderful job, fans, coming in to watch these guys and support them here tonight. Good work. Eagles will look to finish them off in the second half when we come back on Double Q Country.
Now back to more of today's CSC Basketball Off the Bench broadcast replay. The Shadron State men take on rival UNK from November 2018.
One of the top keys in tonight's game was to contain Cannon Coster for Shadron State, the super freshman averaging 19 points a game. And he's had a strong start to his career, making 7 baskets in each of the first 2 games. They didn't let him get involved early, but he has had a good game in 16 minutes. Coster with 9 points on 4 of 5 shooting. So far they have not let Coster take over and do much damage in terms of overall in this game. Eagles still lead it by a dozen, 37-25. And the fact that UNK goes middle 6 foot and up in the majority of their lineup has not been a huge problem for Shadron State with some of their smaller guards like Trey Latke, like Michael Sparks, guys shy of 6 feet. And that has been good to see, that matchup height-wise not being a problem. Coach a little bit worried about what the Lopers might be able to do, extending some of their height around the high post, but so far it hasn't really been a big factor at all. We're underway in the second half, and Coster on the drive makes the pass in midair, and Jayshon Jackson takes his second charge. Coster called for the foul. And I like his demeanor, too. Coster, terrific basketball player, 4.3 student, 34 ACT, smart kid. And after fouls and calls that don't go his way, just kind of pursed his lip there, thought about it for a second, looked at his coach for coaching, no arguing the call, no demonstrative stuff afterwards, and move on to the next play. You can tell he's going to be a really good one for UNK, just a freshman. Ruffin down underneath, gives it to Delamont. Andrew Jackson and Gavin are the 5 on the floor for Shadron State. 10 on the shot clock as Jeremy starts to drive, lost the ball, and now they dive in for it. Ruffin also diving in with Baker McGrath. And this ball is going to be whistled Carney ball. Ruffin was touching the baseline with his hands on it. CSC going to set up their press. Ruffin going to defend the inbound. Eagles have been guarding full court man-to-man and trying to get steals after made baskets when they can. Once the ball's inbounded, though, and the dribbler starts heading up floor, it's essentially just man-on-man as they bring it up, not trapping and not too much pressure. They want to get that steal right away if they can. Otherwise, just put a little resistance on the ball as it's brought up the floor. Morris will head in, down underneath, little fake, half spin, miss the jumper, and UNK now just 10 of 32 shooting in the game. Jackson on the far wing with a waist-high dribble will get it to Andrew straight away. Ruffin now makes another pass over to Delamont here on the near side. Jewell defending him a couple of feet off. Gives it to Andrew. Free throw line extended to Ruffin. Lobs it inside for Gavin. Turns and puts it in. A little hook. Charles Gavin's got a nice baby hook. 18:37 to go in the game, and CSC up 39-25. They get the first basket of the second half. 14-point lead. Andrew gets his hand in there and jostles the pass down. And this defensive intensity, Coach Reed wants a defensive, hard-nosed type of team. And they are bringing it here tonight. Winchester coming in for the Loafers. He'll be matched up with Jay Sean. Carney ball in their front court. Winchester will slide out in front of the Eagle student section, get to the basketball, and Jay Sean will match up with him at 18:23 to go on the West Coast scoreboard here in half number two. Jewell step back three, short rebound right to Gavin. Didn't really have to move for that one, and he'll pass it off to Jay Sean to get the offense underway again, left to right here in the white uniforms in the second half. And Andrew hit a couple of threes the other night, picks up his dribble here, needs some help, gets it to Delamont. He'll cast away from anywhere inside the half-court line, but not a shot available there. Jay Sean now with 8 and 7, trying to work on Winchester, looking for a defensive switch. They leave Gavin open underneath. He'll catch it and score. Delamont hits him with a great pass. They got the two defenders on that screen on Delamont, and that left Gavin wide open. 17:39 left. 10 points now for Chuck, and Shadron State's up by 16. Inside, Baker McGrath hooks it in over the top of Gavin. 2.5 gone by here in this half. No backcourt pressure for Kearney. Lopers are going to just try and hang around as long as they can. And Delamont trying to shoot another three. Andrew trying to yank on the rebound. It's a jump ball, and it goes to Shadron State. He's tied up with Coster. The CSC jumping out to a 14-2 lead early. If the Eagles get something like that here in the second half, it might be over for UNK with a win of momentum in the crowd. And things are going for Shadron State here on the home floor. Just has a great feeling for CSC to win this ball game, especially if they get another big run. Ball launched into Walker Andrew. UNK, though, in the win over Oklahoma Baptist, did come back from a dozen points down in that game to win, so Shadron State cannot get shy offensively. Jackson, baseline. He's trapped down there. Out to Gavin. Pass goes through Ruffin's hands. It's taken away off his hands, and now the run out by Jewell. Defense gets back, though. Lopers along the far side get a break there, and under 17 to go. Look to cash it in. Jackson toes inside the three-point line, goes in, drives on, and Gavin puts his hands up, got away with a travel, gets the rebound, puts it back up, score! Three-point play chance. It looked like he shuffled his feet underneath, and Eagle coach is calling for a travel, didn't get the call, and now it's going to go as an and-one opportunity for Jackson. First team foul on CSC. And Andrew called for the personal. Jackson's free throw misses. Jewell, the offensive rebound, swatted away by Walker Andrew behind him. What a play by Walker to block away the putback and not allow Kearney to get a momentum play there. 16.5 to go in the Vera Wireless second half. 41-29, Shadron. Andrew's got the dribble, bounces it underneath. Delamont, extra pass for Gavin, back out to Brady. Now to Jay Sean. Look at him swing it over to Ruffin. Pulls up foul line, jumper rattles through. Great ball movement, team ball there by the Eagles. Several extra passes made to get the open jumper for Jeremy. He's got 4 points. And with 16 minutes to go, Shadron's lead is back up to 14 on the West Coast scoreboard, 43-29. Along the baseline, Jewell trying to power in on Delamont. Misses. And the rebound for Gavin. Under 16 now to go in the half. Eagles want to race it ahead with Jay Sean. Baseline underneath. Jeremy! Reverse layup from Jackson. 15:45 to play, and it's 45-29. Coster digs his way in and scores off the backboard. 45-31. Man, he dug in close and quick and got the score. Coster on Andrew here in front of me and the Eagle bench to my right. Gavin's got it, smacks the basketball, pulls up, jumper for Chuck, a little bit strong. And Coster with a rebound for UNK, head on a swivel, dribbles to the left, not looking down at all, now pulls up for a mid-ranger. Good. Man, he is good. That's 13 points on back-to-back buckets for Coster. He is clearly their leading scorer here tonight. And the freshman keeping him around, 45-33, lead down to a dozen here on the West Coast scoreboard. 15 minutes to play. Jackson takes the dribble backwards against the Loper man-to-man. Winchester looking for the screen. Jayshon refuses it, dribbles between defenders, bounces it inside. Gavin, a no-look pass from J.J. 14:45 to go, and that was a gorgeous pass. These Eagles can have, they have some really good passers, fans. Winchester stripped of the ball, but they're going to call a reach-in foul. We'll be right back. Eagles 47, Lopers 33. Timeout on the floor and a foul on the play. We'll be right back with more Eagle basketball on WQ Country. Shadron State, like the first half, off to a terrific start here in the second half, shooting 71%, 5 out of 7 in half number 2. Eagles lead 47-33. Against the rival UNK Lopers. Shadron State beat the Lopers in Kearney for the first time since 2009 last year, and trying to make it back-to-back wins against UNK with a good effort here so far tonight. Koster digging around close inside the paint, and he'll pass it back out after the media timeout. It's Sparks and Jefferson with Andrew Delamont and Ruffin for CSC. Morris, hanger in the air, trying to fight it around players, and he missed the shot of the offensive rebound. Will give UNK another chance. Koster pulls up for a long two, rims in and out, rebound goes out long, and Sparks will take it away. Diving for it was Burns, and Sparks stayed on his feet and was able to get to that basketball. 14 minutes to go, second half. Delamont hasn't had a three-point look in a while, in between the circles up high, gets the ball to Ruffin. Now Andrew over to Delamont. Far free throw line extended. Sparks will get it against Winchester. Six on the shot clock. Screen by Andrew, and they're going to call him for an illegal screen. So Andrew picks up his second. .13:47 to go at 47-33 on the West Coast scoreboard. Sparks with another steal for the Shadron State defense. Jefferson from Andrew inside. He was left uncovered for an easy basket. 13.5 to go. Eagles dominating 49-33. Shadron State. Winchester breezing it down the floor. Jefferson throws the hands up, forces Burns to miss. His tip back, though, will drop. And it's 49-35. Burns, good job to stay with the play there. And he's got his first bucket here in the contest. Sparks will take a three. That one drops right in front of his teammates on the bench. 12:55 to go, and Michael Sparks with a three, and it's 52-35. Burns underneath, and he'll draw a whistle. Another timeout for Shadron State. 12:45 to go, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Eagles dominating the Lopers here tonight on the Platte Valley Bank Shadron State Sports Network. Eagles just keep putting points up on that board. 7 out of 9 in the second half. Two big runs to open up the basketball game. Koster and the Lopers in some trouble on the road. 12.5 to go in the game. Lopers down 52-35. Burns trying to tunnel around and find a score. He loses the basketball off his leg and turns it over. Inside. Nice, aggressive, suffocating defense tonight for Shadron. 52-35. CSC has forced now 10 turnovers. And the Eagles have 5 steals in the game as part of those turnovers, and a really spirited defensive effort. Sparks will try a three. He drains it on top of his defender. And that gets the Gordon Rushville fans and players here in the house tonight fired up. They're one of the special guests of the teams here tonight of Shadron State. They were listed on the scoreboard, Gordon Rushville and Alliance. And the guys over there love it. Here's Jacob for three. He got it! Jacob Jefferson, after the Lopers couldn't convert, it is 58-35. Here's the full court press by Shadron State. 11:50 to play, and it's all CSC. This is the biggest lead of the night. Shadron by 23. 11:40 to go, and it's thrown into the corner of the gym again. Coach Lofton reaches out, grabs the balls, and thrown towards the corner and the bench, and a turnover. And Shadron State is all kinds of fired up. We'll be right back after this timeout on WQ Country. Shadron State by 23, and with the ball here after a Kearney hit turnover, and Sparks three-pointer rejected. Boy, Koster read that one, and he got up, and that was a gorgeous rejection for the Lopers. The Eagles did not sell that one offensively. Koster was right there to block it away. But as it landed in the stands, the Eagles will get the ball back, fortunately. 11.5 to go here in the second half. And on the near wing, it's Jacob Jefferson faking around. Passes the ball to Delamont. Sets a really hard screen. Tried to get the pass to him, but instead it goes to Sparks as it was all covered up. Now it's Jacob outside. Sets the feet. Two-pointer online, but short. There's Jeremy with an offensive rebound. He puts it up. No good. Tap-out rebound goes to Morris. 11 minutes to go in the contest. And Carney with a dribble turnover by Koster on the far side. 11:01 to play. And CSC with 16 points from Sparks deleted. He's got four threes. Jefferson's got 10 off the bench. Gavin's got a dozen points as well. A lot of guys have scored more than a bucket in here. Ruffin and Delamont each with six. Good balance. Great energy. Some of the best energy I've seen from CSC in a few seasons here tonight. A lot of success. And now Jefferson is called for offensive foul. A bump underneath as he made his way under and scored. But they take it away with a foul. 10:42 left. And the guys having fun on the bench a little bit. Really getting into this game. The guys on the bench now. Gavin, Bang, Latke, cheering on their teammates. Enjoying it. 10:36 to go. And now cheering D up for their defense. Man-to-man for CSC's D. Dribbling with it. Kicked out. Penner finds a teammate. Three is open, and it is good from Carter Burns. Held to no points on just a couple of shots in over half the game last year against us, and he hits that three there. It's his third, fourth, and fifth point of the night. Sparks is open. Baseline. Hanger is in, and Mikey Sparks might be the go-to scorer of the season for CSC as it emerges here early, averaging 13 points a game. He's got 18 now tonight for Shadron. 60-38, Eagles leading the Lopers on the West Coast scoreboard. 9:54 to go. Foul on Shadron. That's Walker Andrew, and that's number three on Walker. Couldn't see exactly what happened. Had Coach right in my way screening things off from that far side. Didn't catch it, but Walker for a foul. And now dribbling in. Koster stripped away. Eagles get a hand on it. Now Jeremy Ruffin's got the ball running the floor. Outside for three. Misses. And Burns gets the rebound. Delamont couldn't connect. 9:38 to go here in half number two. Second half presented by Vieira Wireless. Morris holds the ball on the outside. Kicks it out to Burns. He's got a nice look for three. It swirls the rim. Andrew crashing the boards. Delamont there too. One official says, I didn't see it. The other one says the ball's going to belong to Carney. 9:24 to go here in the second half, and UNK's got it. Andrew gets a big hug from Coach as he checks out. Jayshon Jackson on the floor. Loper ball, 9:20 to go here in the half. Morris sweeps the ball low, dribbling right, still dribbling right. Finds his teammate out in the wing, doesn't get the three. Ruffin defending into Koster, faking, gets it in and up and around Ruffin, but Jeremy's going to get the rebound. 9 minutes to go here in the second half. Sparks working on the left side. Hits Jayshon, calling something out, palming the ball with his right, puts it on the floor now against Koster in a man-to-man. Send it in low, near the low block. Jefferson bumping around. Jayshon on the baseline from Jacob. Shot rejected to the corner. Coster's going to save it. Burns got the block. Koster, nice hustle. 8:35 to go. Koster on the outside. Dribbling in on Jayshon. Swaps it away. Jackson nearly had the steal. He couldn't keep himself off the baseline. And Coach just made a great point, talking to the ref coming down the other way. Said, we haven't shot a free throw the entire game. I look at the official stats. He's right. We have not shot one free throw in this game, Shadron State, and still dominating 60-38 with 8:26 to go on the West Coast scoreboard. And the Eagles have not shot a free throw tonight. Wow. Koster going to drive in. Knocks over Jayshon. That's an offensive foul. Jayshon Jackson has taken three charges tonight. Three of them. I mean, what a defender. Jayshon getting some love from Sparks down there on that defensive effort. That is tremendous for Jayshon Jackson. His defensive mindset, big time. 8:19 to go. Sparks and Ruffin. Mike's going to slow down the tempo a little bit. The Eagles like to run. They don't have to now, leading it by a 60-38 score. Biggest lead in the game has been 23 points for Shadron State in this half. Delamont on the wing, picks up his dribble. Heads over to Gavin with the ball. Eight on the shot clock. Charles, spin move on Burns. Steps back for a jumper. Baseline a little bit too far. And there's Morris with the weak side rebound. 7:50 to play in the game. Eagles trying to get that record even up at 2-2 before the Thanksgiving tournament against tough competition next week. And a tie-up in the lane. Ball's going to stay with the Lopers. Eagles play Sioux Falls and Northern State on the Friday after Thanksgiving. And Saturday, we'll have the ballgames for you from Aberdeen right here on 97.5 and 105.9. Media timeout. We'll be back with more Eagle basketball on the Platte Valley Bank, Shadron State Sports Network. Eagles up big.
Now back to more of today's CSC basketball off the bench broadcast replay. The Shadron State men take on rival UNK from November 2018.
Back to action at Chicoin. Jeremy Ruffin on the big block shot. Stays with Carney, though, and Koster. Ew, bad miss on the three, but an offensive rebound. Putback. Got a 1-1 before the putback, so Sparks called, trying to get position inside with the foul. Shadron tonight now shooting 49% for the game. Carney 32. Eagles led by 18 points to Michael Sparks. He's 4 of 8 from downtown. Gavin with a dozen points. Jefferson with 10. 13 points for Koster on 6 of 10 shooting for the Lopers, and the free throw good by Morris. Foul was the second on Michael Sparks, and the 1-1 seventh team foul on the Eagles. CSC's got 6 steals, Ruffin with 3. Jayshon 3 charge takes. Defense really set the tone early. You couple that with hot shooting, and it's a tough night for the Lopers. 7.5 to go here in half number 2. Second free throw missed, and now Gavin's got it for the Eagle offense. Delamont, he wants to get in on the action, try to bounce it to Gavin. Baseline went off a knee and then picked up by Henner for UNK, and a takeaway on that turnover. 7:10 to go. Jackson on the baseline, puts it on the ground, puts his right shoulder into Ruffin, turns back against where he came from and missed the one-hander. Gavin the Eagle rebound, left to right in the white and cardinal for CSC, leading big. 7 minutes on the button to play tonight, and unless Shadron State has a total meltdown, they're going to win their second game. And the way they're playing now, there is no way this one doesn't go in the win column. Gavin spins towards the bucket, spins away from it now. Pass back behind him off an arm trying to hit Jackson, and that's 2 turnovers. Jayshon takes it right back. Jayshon Koster tries to slow him down, and JJ the steal and score to make up for the turnover there. Jayshon with another basket. 4 points now in the game in his 17 minutes. 6:30 to go. Koster attacks back at him on the other side. Little double clutch floater won't fall. 6.5 to play. But Koster's going to have a couple of free throws coming up. Had interest from UNC and Greeley. University of Maine, McNeese State, took a visit down to McNeese State. Furman was looking at Koster, and Northwest Missouri State as well, but he wanted to stay close to home, so he became a Loper. And the free throw good for Koster. New face in for the Lopers, Morgan Soucy, a junior. And he's not playing an awful lot this year for Soucy, and the Eagles are good with that. He played 31 minutes against us last year and had 11 points and 6 boards. He's just getting in for the first time, I think, here tonight. As he just walked on the floor. He has not played a minute in the game. Free throw good there. 15 points now for Cannon Koster, and he's getting close to his season average of 19 a game. Just a true freshman with a good career ahead of him for UNK. In the lane, Charles Gavin. Another little hook midway through, and the Eagles are having fun tonight. 6:08 to go. 64-43 CSC, and a turnover as the Lopers, they bounce it through Burns' legs and out of bounds, and Carney gives it back to CSC. Austin Luger will come in. That's a familiar name out west. The sophomore forward, formerly of Alliance, a 3-year starter with the Bulldogs. His senior year, he was awesome. 20 points and 11 rebounds for Alliance. Played 5 minutes in the game last year against us. Had some injury trouble middle of the season. Missed significant time. Only played in 15 games. He's on the floor now, number 30 for the Lopers. If you're listening inside the gym, you'll recognize that former Bulldog. Bounce it to Gavin. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Charles again. The hook again. The hook short. Rebound Jayshon. Reverse underneath. Got it to fall. And now they set up the press. 5:39 left, 66-41 on the West Coast scoreboard. Total domination by CSC in this one tonight. Morris will walk it across the divider to Penner on the right sideline for Morris straight away. Bluff going up with the shot. Bounces it to Soucy underneath. Feathers it along the baseline. Luger pivots around. Faking. Outside to Morris. 9 on the shot clock. Penetrates in. Hangs in the air. Got it off the backboard. And the foul as well. That was a nice take by Sam Morris. Fouls on Walker Andrew. And those are starting to total up for Walker. That's 4 now. One more and Walker will have to leave the game. Morris with his next point finishes up the three-point play, 66-44, 22-point lead for the Eagles. And we've got 5 minutes to go in our Vieira Wireless second half. Andrew over to Ruffin. Eagles just running the offense. Jackson in the lane, out to the wing. Andrew, nice move, got right by his man, but missed the jumper, and it's rebounded underneath by Luger. 4:50 to go. Morris on the outside, goes around Sparks, takes it in, gets up against Gavin, bodies collide, missed the shot, no whistle, Luger rebound, put back Luger to the line for two as Gavin was reaching in, trying to get to the ball.
I need you to rebound everything, son.
And a doom bang coming in, you might have heard it through the crowd, Mike, coach saying he wants some rebounding out of a doom. Fourth foul on Gavin. So now some trouble for the Eagles with Andrew and Gavin each with 4. And Luger at the line, his first free throw will go. First one of the season for Luger. Didn't play against Oklahoma Baptist. Luger's mom, a Hall of Fame basketball player from Concordia, Nebraska. So some good basketball lineage in the Luger family here in the state. And son Austin playing for UNK. 66-46, the new count. 20-point deficit after Luger buries a couple foul shots. Lopers going man-to-man. Eagles telling the defense from the coaching staff here, assistant Jay, telling them to stay sharp. Coach Jalen Little coaching up the defense down here. Ball in the far wing. Inside. Oh, Jay Sean got one to go. 4:14 to play. And 8 points now for Jay Sean, 68-46. Ball's on the wing.
Gotta be tighter, bro.
Now on the right side for Winchester. A doom bang one-on-one with Luger. Pokes in at the ball. Chest to chest. Luger turns into him, trying to draw the foul. He doesn't get the foul, but he did get the leaner to roll in. 3:50 to play. And Luger in front of his former hometown. Alliance High School featured as one of the guest groups here tonight. Cheering on Luger, I'm sure, from their hometown. Seeing him make some points here in the second half. 3:40 to go. Sparks, pull-up jumper, it misses, in and out. Sparks has had a good shot tonight, 7-14. He's hitting at 50%. That's way better than his season average of 32. So a sparkling night for Michael shooting the ball. 3.5 to play in the contest. Luger inside one more time, and a good move. Couldn't finish underneath. Pivoting around, offensive rebound. Back to Luger. Nice done by Penner there. That's Aurora to Alliance. In high school wise, 3:10 to go here in the game. 68-50, Shadron State leads big on the West Coast scoreboard. Andrew along this near side. Gives it to Jay Sean, front of Coach Reed and the Eagle bench. Shadron State looking to get its second home victory. Closing in closer on it. Shot clock closing down. Sparks released the ball, tried to get rid of it as it was about to be blocked. Then dribbled after taking the shot, caught it. That's a violation and a turnover. 68-50, 2:49 to go in the game. We'll be right back on Double Q. Final 2:49 coming up from the Chicoine Center tonight on 97.5. Be with us next week as well, Friday and Saturday. After Thanksgiving, we'll be in Aberdeen for the Northern State Tournament. Eagles back on the road, going to have plenty of momentum. Led by the defense to start early, a 14-2 run keyed off that defense. And the Eagles really have never looked back. They have dominated this entire game. Carnage made a few little pushes here or there, but never really threatened CSC after the big start. Trey Ladke's in the game. Ladke with Ruffin. Adum Mbang. Walker Andrew. And Michael Sparks, the 5 Eagles. 2:20 to go, and Adum working the baseline against Luger. Short shot. Might have been tipped by the defender, and Luger's got the loose ball. Ladke comes in, tries to get the steal. Caught Winchester in the face there, going for it, and going to get called for the foul, and Winchester still on hands and knees, bent over as Slatke may have got him in the eye. Trying to jab in there and get it. Gavin looked like he was poked in the eye earlier. Now Winchester catches one. Try to squeeze out that right eye a little bit, shake it off, and now he'll go shoot some free throws. And with 2:14 to play, Winchester trying to get into the scorebook. Has not scored in 24 minutes tonight, Winchester. Back iron, still held scoreless. Lopers trying to build again under Kevin Lofton. A 24th season now for Coach Lofton on the bench. He was elevated to the spot after legendary Tom Kropp's retirement. And Kevin, in his first year last season, took the Lopers to 16-14. He's got them at 1-1 coming into here tonight. Knows the program obviously very well, spending a lot of time in Kearney. 24 seasons now for Coach Lofton. Coach Reed in his third year for CSC. Shadron works on the clock here a bit. 2 minutes to go in the game, and now a 1-1. Nope, just two fouls. Coach Reed had me sold. He was putting up 1-1, 1-1. He yelled it to the official. And then I looked up, said two, and then it changed to three fouls, and he was smiling at the official as he was having a little fun with him down there as well. You got me too, Coach. Eagles have not shot a free throw in this game. I think that's where that humor comes out of. Here's Jefferson's shot. That misses baseline. Adum with a rebound. Fake underneath. Turns the other way. And Adum bang with a reverse layup. Minute 47 to go. Shadron State 70. UNK 50. And a deep shot falls. Or is that out of play? That happened so quick and it couldn't tell on the angle of it. Went through. Like it just hit the bottom of the net. Glazed through the net and did not go through and went out of bounds. That's what happened. So Eagles get it after it touched the baseline. And Blake Martins, a redshirt freshman out of Custer, out there now for Shadron State. Minute 39 to play. Flatke over the timeline for Shadron. Eagles will run the offense again here. Get Martins in some action. Hopefully Blake can get a score and get in on some of this fun here tonight. Andrew, near side wing. Lackey calling for the ball. They try to stretch it out to him. Winchester reads the pass, steals it, goes the other way with a little kiss off the glass. 70-52, a minute 15 to go. Eagles will bring in former Gearing high schooler Austin Hoffman at the next dead ball. Martins near wing, 104 on the game clock. Martins dribbles in, kills it. Looking, still looking around, finds a doom, 55 seconds left. And bang, 7 on the shot clock, 25 feet from the hoop. The center needs some help, down to 4, hits Martins. Martins grinds in, runner in the lane, misses, didn't catch the rim. Rebound to the Lopers, they don't blow it dead, even though it didn't touch the rim. Sometimes you see them blow it dead anyway. Stepping out, Susie long shot, good. Correction, that's Henry Penner who takes a 3, and now we got a timeout. 70-52, now to 55, and a quick timeout. It's just going to be for a substitution, so we'll keep it right here. And Austin Hoffman is in for Shadron State. He played at Gearing. Hoffman comes in to play for CSC here tonight. Get a little time, the former Bulldog, and Shadron State is going to feel good about this one. 25 seconds left as Martins gets it to Hoffman on the left. Hoffman with a dribble, slings it over to Jacob Jefferson, who was off the bench tonight with a couple of three-point bombs. Lackey with 14 seconds. Lackey bounces it to Adum, pulls up from 16, straight on, missed it. 9 on the shot clock, and that ought to be the game. Rebound to the Lopers, able to attack with Susie. Stolen away by Martins. 2 seconds and 1 second, and Martins will run out the clock. And Shadron State, for the second straight season, knocks off the rival UNK Lopers tonight with tremendous defense and high energy in front of the home fans. Eagles 70, Lopers 55, your final score. We'll be back with a GLR CPA post-game wrap right after this. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Platte Valley Bank Shadron State Sports Network on Double Q Country Radio.
Let's begin the GLR CPA postgame wrap with tonight's stats, breakdown, and thoughts from CSC's head coach. Here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
What a fun night at the Chicoin Center tonight. The Eagles take down rival UNK big, 70-55, as Charles Gavin comes over and gives his guy Mikey Sparks a big old hug at the scorer's table. Those two guys had big nights tonight. Let's talk to Michael Sparks. And Mikey, you had a huge game here tonight, 18 points. You were lighting it up from 3, 4 from 8. Just talk about overall how you guys played in this one. You came out with a ton of energy.
Sir, Well, losing the other night, we knew we had to come out with a lot of energy, a lot of energy. That's us. That's our identity, come out with a lot of energy, a lot of effort. So we just wanted to get back to that. These last two games, we didn't do that. So we knew we had to come out and just, you know, do us. That was us. That's going to be us every day for the rest of the season.
At the beginning of the game, Michael, 14-2, the run you guys went on, and you did it with defense. What did you see from your defensive teammates tonight, and how do you feel like you played on the defensive side?
Well, that's our stable defense. We're a defensive team. That's what we want to create offense out of our defense. So we know we had to come out and punch them in the mouth. You know, the last three games, we started off with how they were starting off. So we knew we had to come out and, you know, fired up on defense. And me personally, I just wanted to do what I had to do. I knew that I was going to be a little unmatched with them being a little bigger, but I just wanted to do what I had to do for our team to get the win. I'm glad we got to do that.
Yeah, you played a great role tonight. You came off the bench. Your team's leading scorer, 13 a game. Switched things up. You came off the bench. You led tonight with 18 points, Mike. And last year, you know, you were hurt. You couldn't play. That had to be tough for you. Now that you're healthy, you're playing, and you're having success with this team, how much fun are you having early on in the season?
Oh, I'm having fun, and it has nothing to do with how well I'm playing. It's just to do with me being on this team. I'm blessed to be an Eagle, to be Coach Reed's player, to be part of the program. No one's bigger than the program, so I'm falling in love with that.
Well, we're real glad to have you and glad you're healthy, Michael. Great start to the season. Awesome job tonight. Congrats on the win.
Appreciate it.
All right, Michael Sparks with us here on the postgame show, and we'll have head coach Houston Reed come over and visit with us here tonight, as we always do as well. Our thoughts from the head coach. And Houston, you guys jumped out to a 14-2 lead here in this game tonight, and you, like I said to Mike, you did it with defense. The defense was tremendous. Four steals in 4 minutes.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about trying to figure out how to get a better offensive start, and we've spent so much time just trying to be better defensively, and we were hoping that our defense could lead us to some offense. And, hey, man, I'm going to tell you, Jalen Little did a tremendous job on this scout. This is our fourth game in 7 days. And he came out and had a game plan and had our guys ready defensively, and they came out and did that. So our guys obviously performed it, but Coach Little did a tremendous job getting us ready to play.
Yeah, what were the biggest keys that Jalen put together that you executed tonight to beat this team?
Well, you know, just really focusing on their freshman kid and making sure that he got limited touches, or if he did, it was hard for him to get touches, and knowing the spots in which he does. And then just getting our guys prepared to defend in the post. They try to post a lot of different guys, and you know, we got pretty upset. They made that run back in the first half that we didn't have some personnel guarded on the perimeter. But, you know, those were kind of the focal points, and I thought that our guys did that for the most part.
I like one of the things Mikey said about it doesn't matter how good I'm playing. I'm happy when the team's doing well or winning. Nobody's above the team, and the team looked like they really had an energetic vibe to them tonight, that they enjoy playing with each other. And, man, when things are clicking and they're all on the same page, it's a dangerous team.
I think the goal is Dave, is can we say the exact same thing when we don't win? You know, I think that's an easy Mike, and I think Mike's an epitome of that, and he said the right stuff. Our challenge for our guys is, can we have the same mindset regardless of what the final production is? And I think we've done that. I mean, our team attitude and our approach has been the same in a win or a loss. And Mike Sparks deserves success. He stayed here all summer long. He's worked his tail off. He's been a team first guy. I passed on him once in recruiting when he was younger, and I wanted to make sure it didn't happen twice.
A good decision to bring him on in. He is lighting it up here early, Coach. 18 points. Chuck Gavin with 14. Jacob Jefferson off the bench had 10. And something that's not showing up in the box score that I thought was huge, Jayshon Jackson took 3 charges in this game tonight. How tough is he on defense, too, getting in the way and making those big momentum plays?
Well, Jayshon early in the year, you know, seen some of the more players that we brought in, and really came to me and kind of asked, how can I have an impact on our team, Coach? And one of the things I talked about was just be that lockdown type defender for us. And he's really starting to figure out what that's about, and he's taking that seriously. And then you just look at the way he's taking care of the basketball as well. And so he's fulfilling a really important role for us.
Yeah, no turnovers for Jayshon. And finally, before we let you go, Coach, let's talk offense a little bit. I mentioned the scores. 48% shooting the ball tonight. You guys at August Dan on Tuesday shot the ball pretty good there percentage-wise. And, you know, 47%, you guys are really offensively doing well here early in the season.
Well, I think it was just the type of shots that we're getting. We're starting to learn the type of shots that we need to take. And the other part of it is, I tell you this, I don't know if I've ever played in the game. I dang sure know I've never won a game where we didn't have a free throw attempt. And so we've got to figure out, you know, why that's happening. If we're not getting the ball in the lane enough and so forth, or not being aggressive enough in the post. But just keep trying to find out where our spots are offensively and understanding it's a team shot, not an individual shot.
No free throw attempts, but you win by 15. I know you'd take it any night, right, Coach?
Bet your butt I will, Dave.
Houston Reed on the GLR CPA postgame. Great win tonight, Coach.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. We will let the coach celebrate with the team and the fans here at Chicoine who are treated to a just a terrific basketball game. We'll be back. Finish up here in Chadron. Welcome back to the Chicoine Center. Finishing up the GLR CPA postgame wrap. Eagles win tonight 70-55. Chadron State now 2-2 on the year. The Lopers fall to 1-1. Eagles have some time off. They'll head to the Northern State Thanksgiving Tournament next week. We'll be there with Double Q Country to bring you all the action from that tournament. We'll close out tonight with a quick recap of the stats. Sparks with 18 points to lead the Eagles, 4 of 8 from 3. Chuck Gavin, 14 points. He made 7 of his 13 shots. Jacob Jefferson, 10 points and 2 threes. Jayshon Jackson finished with 8. Ruffin had 6. Delamont, 6. Andrew with 4. Adum Mbang with 4 points. Eagles shoot 48% from the field, 31 out of 65. They make 8 of 18 free throws. That's 44%. Kearney tonight, of their 55 points, the top total goes to Cannon Koster, 15 points on 6 of 11 shooting. 11 for Henry Penner. He made 3 threes off the bench. Kearney shot 34%, 21 out of 62. They were not very good from 3, 4 out of 16 with 25%. They did hit 9 of 15 free throws. Once again, like Coach said, Chadron State did not shoot a free throw tonight. I don't know that I've ever seen that either. Chadron State did not shoot a free throw here this evening. No makes, no misses. Rebounding, the Eagles had 40 boards. Kearney with 39. Kearney with 5 more offensive rebounds, 16 to 11. Top leaders for the Eagles, Gavin had 7 boards, Andrew had 6, and Jeremy Ruffin had 8 to lead CSC. On the Kearney side, they got 6 from Carter Burns, 6 from A.J. Jackson, and 5 from Koster. Eagles had 18 assisted baskets, UNK with just 8. Mikey Sparks had 6 assists, 2 apiece for 3 different guys on the Kearney side, their leaders. CSC just 13 turnovers, Kearney had 16. 5 Kearney blocks, 3 of them coming from Carter Burns. Chadron State, excuse me, had 3 blocks as well. And UNK had 7 steals, the Eagles with 9. 4 of those credited to Jeremy Ruffin. Also not in the box score, but I mentioned to Coach and definitely want to mention again the effort from Jayshon Jackson defensively with 3 charges on defense to really swing momentum and possessions. We'll finish out here at the Chicoine Center. It's a good thing I got a frog caught in my throat this time of year. They jump up and get you every now and then, so we'll go ahead and sign it off here tonight from Chicoine. Final score, 70-55. Chadron State defeats Kearney, and that'll close out our GLR CPA postgame wrap. Our next basketball broadcast is tomorrow when the Chadron State women are on the floor against Montana State Billings. Pregame at 5:20. Tip-off will be at 5:30. We'll have the women's game Saturday night as well. Chadron State against Sioux Falls at 5:30. That will complete a 4-game radio week, and a fun week it has been. Our next men's basketball broadcast is going to come to you from Aberdeen, South Dakota, the day after Thanksgiving. CSC plays in the Northern State Thanksgiving Tournament November 23rd on 97.5. We'll also have that on the 105.9 side of Double Q Country. So until tomorrow night, I'm Dave Collins saying thanks for listening, and go Eagles!